Gemara, Masechet Brachot, in the fourth parak, tells us that tfilos avos tikzun. The tfilos that we have, the idea of davening at the various times that we have, was established by the avos. Very famous Gemara, Avon tikein tfilos shachris, Yitzchok tikein tfilos mincha, and Yaakov tikein tfilos arvis. Yaakov is the one who established the tefillah of Ma'ariv. And where does the Gemara learn this from? The Gemara learns it from this week's Parsha, Parsha's Vayetze. Yaakov tikein tefillah arvis shenemar vayifga b'makom vayolan sham, the pasuk at the beginning of the Parsha, ve'ein tegia ela tefillah shenemar v'atal tespalo b'adam azev altisa b'adam rino tefillah v'al tifgabi. The lashon tegia is the lashon of tefillah. Why? Why was Yaakov mitaken tfilas arvis? Why was it necessary? We already have a tfilas shachas, we already have a tfilas mincha. What's the need for another tfilah? And why now? Why at the beginning, Parshas Vayetze? I think the answer is that there's a fundamental difference between a tefillah during the day and a tefillah laila. During the day, everything is clear. The sun is shining. You can see what's going on. When you're davening during the day, you know what's happening. You see the direction that you're taking, that the world is taking. You have an understanding of the events. And things, for the most part, when the sun is shining, things are good, all is well in the world. But nighttime is very different. At nighttime, there is no clarity. You can't see. You can't see where you're going. You can't see where events are leading you. You can't even see where you are. In darkness, choshech, represents galus, exile, suffering, sorrow. Not everything is right in the world. Things are not happening the way that we perceive that they should be happening. We don't see, and what we see we don't understand. Yaakov Avinu understood this difference very well. Up until Parshas Vayetze, Baruch Hashem, in Ish Tam Yoshev Olim, growing up in the comfort of the house of Yitzchak and Rivka. At that time, Shachris and Mincha is plentiful, is certainly sufficient. You don't need anything else. Now Vayetze Yaakov Mibe'er Shava. Yaakov is leaving his parents' home. His brother is threatened to kill him. Doesn't really know when he's going to come back. Will he see his parents again? He's going into Golis. He has to leave Eretz Yisrael. So he's leaving not only the Kedusha of his house, he's leaving the Kedusha of his land. According to Chazal, the famous Medrash, all his money, his wealth is taken away from him. Penniless. He's going to the land of love and harami. Not exactly the tzaddik yisod olam. What's going to be? What will happen? And why is this all happening? All he did was listen to his mother's advice. Now everything is falling apart. His whole Ishtam Yoshev Olim is getting unraveled. Tfil of Shachris. Tfil of Mincha. The daytime tfilah. That was sufficient up until now. Now it's time for a different tefillah. Tefillah of Arvus. Arvus is a lashon of mu'urav, of rububia. The things are all mixed up together, and you can't figure out what's going on. Take a look at the opening bracha, which we start when we daven Ma'ariv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mishana Itin, U'machlev Asazmanim. Things are changing. There's no stability. He's Golel Or Mifnei Choshech. One moment there's Or, and the next minute there's darkness. Ma'ariv Yom U'mevi Laila. We had daytime, we had sunshine. Things were fine. Now darkness is descending. Golos, Tzaros. The clarities that we had up until now we lack. And yet, there's one constant, there's one thing that doesn't change. Even in the time of darkness, even at night time, even when events happen that we don't understand the cloud, why they happen. Ma'aviyom u'mevi layla, kolelom yitnei choshef, v'choshim yitnei yor. The one thing that's constant is kel chai v'kayom, tomi gimlo chaleinu li'olam v'ed. What Yaakov Avinu clearly understood is that despite the fact that we don't understand, despite the fact that from our perspective everything seems to be falling apart, Kadosh Baruch Hu is still running the world. We don't understand because it's dark. We can't see clear. But He sees clear. And even when there's Hester upon Him, doesn't mean that Kadosh Baruch Hu left. He's there. He's ruling. He's the Melech and the Moshe. We don't see it. We don't understand it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chai V'Kayom. He is always Molech. He is always ruling. In the bracha after Kriyat Shema, that immediately follows Kriyat Shema, there's a very stark difference between the bracha we say during the day and the bracha we say at night. During the day, we say Emes v'yatsir v'nochon v'kayim v'yosha v'nemon v'yover v'chaber v'nechman v'non v'nor v'adim v'sukon v'kubo v'tov v'yosha. 15 Lashonot, how everything is fine. Yatsir, nochon, kayim, things are stable. Tov v'yosha, they're good, they're fine, they're wonderful. During the day when we have clarity, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina is shining over us, everything is fine. Everything is great. But that's not the bracha we say at night. Because from our perspective, it's not really Yatzir v'nochon v'kayim v'yosha v'nem v'yosha v'chtol v'yosha. Things don't appear to us to be so good and so wonderful and so fine and so stable. They appear to us sometimes to be the opposite. So what's the bracha that we say at night? Emes ve'emuna. It's a bracha that when we don't understand, we don't have clarity, the one thing that we still have, the one thing that we always have, the one thing that keeps us going through the long dark night is emuna. The emuna kel chai v'kayon tomid imlo chaleinu v'yolam v'ed. We don't understand what's going on, but we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has some plan beyond our comprehension. We're mere mortals, but He is the Moshe and He is the Melech. He always was, He is, and He always will be. And just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisgolel Or Mitnei Choshech, moves away the day to bring about the night. He's also Golel Choshech Mitnei Or. At some point, the Choshech will move aside, and the Or will return. It's the Or that we mention in the morning bracha of our Tzion, our Chodesh, our Tzion Ta'ir, the Nizkachulanu, Mehirah Yorah.